السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته ورحمة الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمداً عبده ورسوله أرسله ربه رحمة للعالمين. باقي على نهاية رمضان حوالي أسبوع، تمام؟ يعني مضى منه ثلاثة أرباع الشهر وفاضل أسبوع تقريباً. فيعني نذكركم بأن ما تبقى يعني علينا أن نجتهد في هذا الوقت حتى نعوض ما فاتنا في بداية الشهر. Almost three quarters of the month are gone. Only one quarter of the month, one week is left. And you can make up for anything that you did in the past. You still can make up. You have the time. One week is a good time to come back, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to make up for anything that you did in the past. اليوم إن شاء الله نحكي عن وسيلة جديدة من الوسائل التي تقرب إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى، وهذه الوسيلة هي الصبر. الصبر، والصبر ليس فقط يوصلك إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى أو يقربك من الله، ولكن يوصلك إلى معية الله ومحبته. أين هذا؟ في القرآن الكريم: إن الله مع الصابرين. في الآية الأخرى: والله يحب الصابرين. So today's means to get it closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is patience. Sabr. Patience. Not only does sabr get you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it also gives you the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always be with you with His support and assistance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that indeed Allah loves those who are patient. And Allah is with those who are patient. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always be you, with you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you if you are patient. العلماء قسموا الصبر إلى ثلاثة أنواع: الصبر على المصيبة، الصبر على المعصية، والصبر على الطاعة. الصبر على المصيبة معروف، لما حد تحصل له مصيبة، يفقد وظيفته، ابن يموت، القطة بتاعته تموت، أي مصيبة تحصل للإنسان، أي مصيبة. So the scholars classify patience into three groups. So the first one is patience at difficult times. The second type is patience not to do something evil. And number three, patience in doing the good. So the first one, the patience at difficult times. And we all know this one. So for example, if you lose a beloved one, if you lose your job, if your cat dies, all these things, they are difficult times and hardships for some people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وعد في القرآن الكريم لمن يصبر في المصائب بثلاثة أمور ما أعطاها لأحد قط، وهي الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول في سورة البقرة: وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that give glad tidings to those who, when afflicted with a hardship, they say to Allah, we belong, and to Him we shall all return. For them is the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are the ones who are truly guided. These three rewards given in this ayah are never given to anyone else in the Quran. النوع الثاني هو الصبر على المعصية. لما الإنسان تتاح له الفرصة أن هو يعصي الله سبحانه وتعالى ويمتنع عن ذلك، فهذا من أنواع الصبر. ومنه في قصة يوسف عليه السلام لما حاولت امرأة العزيز إغراءه فخاف من الله سبحانه وتعالى وامتنع عن المعصية، فهذا من أنواع الصبر. The second type of patience is patience in not doing something evil. If you look at the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, chapter 12 in the Quran, when the wife of the Al-Aziz of Egypt, she was making all the moves, trying to get him to commit adultery with her, and he said no. He was he could do it, but he said, I wouldn't do it, because he was afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the second type. If you get the chance to do something wrong, but you stop because of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is another type of patience. النوع الثالث وهو أصعبها هو الصبر على الطاعة. يعني تخيل الصبر على صلاة الفجر. يعني في الشتاء لو الله سبحانه وتعالى يعني ابتلاك بشيطان مثقف يجي في صلاة الفجر ويقول لك يا عم في الشتاء الجو برد ولو خرجت بره يجي لك لفحة برد، وانت عارف الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول في كتابه العزيز وما استعش طبعا بالشيطان الرجيم يقول ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة. وبعدين انت لو خرجت بره السياره بتاعتك يعني هتغوص في الثلج وكذا، والله سبحانه وتعالى لا يعني لا يرضى عن ذلك. طيب يا عم يقول لك خلاص مش هصلي في الشتاء، تيجي تصلي في الصيف يقول لك يا عم ده انت ما نمتش بالليل. ويقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثقف برضه بالحديث يقول لك ان لبدنك عليك حق. صدق رسول الله يعني مش سايبك لا صيف ولا شتاء. So the third type of patience is patience in doing عبادات. Like praying Fajr, for example, or giving your charity, or sadaqah, and so on and so forth. So in the winter, the shaitan will come to you, and this is a shaitan with a master's degree. He always quotes the Quran and Hadith to stop you from doing good. So if you want to pray Fajr in the masjid in the winter, he will tell you, oh, come on, man. Come on. It's very cold outside. You will die. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, don't let your hands contribute to your own destruction. If you go outside, you will die. There's no question about this. They said it in the forecast last night. Yeah, there's no question. Okay, and if you manage to go outside, then your car will be stuck in the snow and you will die. You will freeze to death. Okay? Okay, I'm not going to pray Fajr in the winter. In the summer, the same shaitan will come to you and tell you, okay, come on, man. You slept like 15 minutes last night. The night is very short. And the Prophet ﷺ says in the authentic hadith, and he will give you the chain of narrations, that your body has a right on you. Didn't the Prophet ﷺ say this? You don't believe the Prophet? Come on, man. Get some rest. Okay, so you don't pray Fajr in the winter. You don't pray Fajr in the summer. Okay. For zakat, the same shaitan will come to you and say, come on, man. If you give zakat, your kids will be homeless. You will not be able to pay your bills. Okay, you'll be in the streets. الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. The shaitan will always scare you of poverty. If you give في سبيل الله, then the shaitan will tell you you will be homeless. You will not be able to put food in the table. تمام؟ نختم بقصة زعموا إن رجلا عجوزا كان يسكن قريب من المسجد وكان دائما يحافظ على صلاة الفجر. تمام؟ وكان مكفوف البصر. فكان يمشي إلى المسجد بالعصاية بتاعته. ففي يوم من الأيام يعني كما هو المعتاد في البلاد عندنا إذا ما وقعتش في حفرة هتتكعب في حجر وتقع. يا ده من لم يقع بالحجر وقع بغيره. فالمهم في الطريق وقع على وجهه وجرح نفسه. فرجع البيت وغير ملابسه، كان خارج قبل الفجر بفترة. فرجع البيت وتوضى وغير ملابسه وضمد جراحه ورعى المسجد في نفس المكان. المرة الأولى وقع بالحجر، المرة الثانية وقع في بلاعة. ماشي. تعور. راح تاني رجع البيت وغير ملابسه وتوضى ورعى المسجد. فجاءه إبليس في صورة رجل وأخذ بيده ومشي به بين البلاعات وبين الحجارة وبين الحفر ووصله لحد المسجد. فالراجل قال له يعني الله يجزيك خير يعني تعبناك معانا وكذا. طب ما تيجي تخش تصلي معانا الفجر. قال له والله انا ما بصليش. طب ليه يا عم؟ قال له اصلا انا حكايتي كذا كذا، البطاقه بتاعتها هي انا ابليس شخصيه. طب قال له طب ليه منعتني من الوقوع؟ قال له يعني لما وقعت في المره الاولى خشيت ان الله سبحانه وتعالى يغفر لك. ولما رحت غيرت ورجعت ثاني وتصبر على صلاه الفجر وقعت في المره الثانيه ووقفت وصممت انك ترجع تاني خفت ان الله يغفر لاهلك جميعا. ولما جيت في المره الثالثه وكنت هتقع قلت بقى ما بدهاش لا اروح وامنعه من الوقوع خوفا من ان الله سبحانه وتعالى يغفر للبلد جميعا.
الله.
So this story is about the shaitan himself. This old man, he was blind, he was very close to the masjid, and he was on the way to the masjid one day, so he stumbled in one of the holes that we had back home. Okay? So he cut himself. He got home, he changed his clothes, put a bandage on his cut, then he made wudu, they went to the masjid, and he fell another time. He stumbled on a rock. Then he went home, he changed his clothes, he put a bandage on the cut, he made wudu, and on the way to the masjid, he was about to fall. Then all of a sudden, this man, Iblis or Shaitan, came in the form of a man out of nowhere, and he took his hands and he took him all the way to the masjid. So when they went there, the old man told the Shaitan, okay, why don't you come and pray with us? He said, I don't pray. Why? Because I'm Shaitan. I don't pray. Okay? So he said, why did you do this? Why did you walk me all the way to the masjid? He said, the first time when you fell down, I was afraid, I was terrified that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive all your past sins. Because you stood up and you wanted to go and pray. You were patient. The second time when you fell down, I was scared that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive your entire family. The third time, when you were about to fall down, I was terrified that Allah would forgive all the whole town because of your deed. And I work overtime all year long, and you come for a small deed like this, and Allah will forgive you. Come on, man. Come on. Alhamdulillah. And the su'al bin ams, the question was, can a man give zakat to his poor mother, miskina? And the answer is no. For a man, there are certain people that he is not allowed to give zakat to. That is his wife, his children, his father, and his mother. The man has to provide for these people even if he is poor. You don't give them zakat. This is the right on you. You don't give them zakat, man. You give them, you provide for them. Su'aliyu. Okay, the winner for yesterday is Brother Yusuf Sharif. Where is he? Salaam alaikum,
Yusuf. Oh. It's got importance, that's what I know you.
He sent me the answer in an email. He sent it to the masjid. Wallahi, he even put a note on my door, in my house. I gotta win or I will kidnap you. Okay, the question for today. لو امرأة أرملة عندها أطفال يتامى وعندهم أموال بلغت النصاب ومر عليه الحول هل عليها أن تخرج الزكاة في أموال اليتامى ولا تبقي الأموال للأولاد؟ If a widow, a lady, has orphans, her husband died, and she has an amount of money that she should give the zakah on, should she give the zakah out, or should she keep the money for the little orphans? If you know the answer, email me before tomorrow, asr@cicimam.gmail.com. Jazakallahu khair.